Hey guys, Tola here on December 15, 2014. We're trying a new format out today. We're going to stick with 5 minutes, so hope you enjoy it. Well, if you want to learn more, check me out on social, at Rich Tola, or on my website, richtola.com. It's also Movie Monday, so we're going to be reviewing Chris Rock's new film, Top 5. We'll get to that in a little moment, but let me give a first quick shout out to a celebrity, Kobe Bryant, right? The Los Angeles Lakers shooting guard, superstar. Kobe surpassed Michael Jordan to reach number 3 on the all-time NBA scores list. Way to go, Kobe. It proves that there's more than just cheesesteaks and a Rocky statue coming out of the city of brotherly love. Philly, way to go. All right, on that note, let's go around the globe for the latest news. Couple quick stories here. Did you guys hear about this? We're calling it, how low can we go? Gas. Gasoline's dropped below $2 a gallon in 13 states throughout the United States. That's awesome news, right? Especially for everyone who's going to be visiting their family this holiday season. Yeah, cheap gas means you can go spend it with your family. That's the good news. The bad news is, cheap gas, you can go spend it with your family. Well, for those who, you know what they say, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. Nah, go have a good time with your loved ones. Should be a blast. All right, we're calling this next story, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a fish. Yeah, you hear about this? The U.S. Navy is developing an underwater robot. They're calling it Project Silent Nemo. Why are they doing that? We're talking about a 5-foot-long bluefin tuna type fish. Well, it's shaped like a bluefin tuna, about 100 pounds, can be used on a remote joystick or pre-programmed. Yeah, it's going to be able to go into hostile waters. It's going to check out U.S. ships or enemy ships. And it's going to, good news for the new U.S. Navy, it's going to prevent the Navy SEALs from having to go into these treacherous waters. The bad news is Steven Spielberg called from Hollywood and says he wants his robot back for Jaws 5. That's a good one. All right, here we go. We're calling this, there's no such thing as a free ride. Yeah, did you guys hear about this in Sydney, Australia? Well, there's a hostage situation. Well, it resolved, but I don't know if you read about this, but the new hostage situation in Central Business District at a cafe, right? So Uber, you know, the car sharing service out of San Francisco. Well, Uber had skyrocketed their prices to get people out of the Central Business District to capitalize on this, this situation, this hostage situation. I mean, Uber's, the riders were outraged. I mean, talk about outrage. Well, the good news is all these Uber riders from downtown Sydney are going to be able to get home for free. The bad news is the bad news for the rest of the world, for United States especially, is Uber is going to double its prices to make up for the free rides in Sydney. I hate when that happens. Speaking of Sydney, let's go over to the Get Your Shit Together Award, because somebody's got to get your shit together. All these people have to get their shit together, okay? We're talking Sydney, the self-proclaimed Islamic cleric, right? Mon Haran Monis. He held about 30 people hostage. The good news is the Sydney cops were able to go in there and break it up and get out of that situation. The tourists, though, were taking selfies. Talk about selfish. Tourists were taking selfies in front of all the movie cameras behind them in this hostage situation. I mean, talk about being a complete jackass, a bozo who needs to get their shit together. I mean, hey, the good news is the special forces did storm the cafe and got everybody out of there. The bad news is for all you tourists out there, forget about your 15 minutes of fame, jackass. You got to get your shit together. On that note, let's go over to Movie Monday. Top 5. What are we talking about? Chris Rock, writer, director, starring Chris Rock. Top 5 about my top 5 rappers of all time. We did a top 10 rappers of all time on a previous episode on Top 10 Tuesday, but here we go. Great cast, by the way. Victoria Thomas, casting director. She did an amazing job. Either that or Chris just called all his friends. We're talking Sandler was in there, Seinfeld, Whoopi Goldberg, Kevin Hart, the stars, Rosario Dawson. She did a great job. I love Gabrielle Union was awesome as his reality star fiance. Tracy Morgan was in there. J.B. Smooth from We Bought a Zoo. Love him. It was funny. Yeah, at times, a lot of one-liners. Not super funny, no. The best part was when Chris was doing stand-up comedy. He's one of the best of all time, I think. Heartfelt? Nah, it wasn't heartfelt. Does it feel real? Yeah, it feels totally real. Yeah, except for that place where Gabrielle Union's on the phone with Chris Rock. She's now his fiance, and she says, honey, what do I do the first thing I do when I see you is I give you a nice hummer. Well, she didn't use those words, but so I don't know if you're engaged. I've never been engaged, but if that's what's going on, good for you. Anyway, there's some cool music, Great street scenes, downtown New York City. It's really cool. There's some sex scenes, nothing steamy. No, I mean, if you consider, I don't know about great sex scenes. We're talking Cedric the Entertainer and Chris Rock with a couple of very large prostitutes. I don't know about that. Nah, not for me. But yeah, it was good enough. What are we giving this? I'm giving this a 1.5 thumbs. 1.5 out of 3. Like I said, it's worth seeing once. Is it worth seeing twice? Nah, I don't think so. So there we go. On that note, hey, I hope you enjoyed it. The quick format. We're trying this. And I'm Rich Toll. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?